how it helps to bring your attention, your focus, your attention more to Baba. Well, before I conclude, I'd like to say a few words about my last meeting with Baba, and that was 40 days before he dropped his body. This was a meeting of great happiness, of great joy. That was the day on which Adi Jr., Baba's brother, his son was married to a Baba lover's daughter in Dehradun. The marriage was held in the morning, which I couldn't attend, and it coincided with Mera's birthday. Well, before I talk about my coming to Baba that day, which was in the afternoon, I wish to speak on a very important subject, and that is marriage. I have been speaking at all the centers along the East Coast because I have found that this problem of sex in marriage has enveloped the entire West in a drastic way. Baba got Amrit and Dara married in his presence with no rites, no rituals, no ceremonies. It was just that Amrit and Dara were there, rings were exchanged, Baba embraced and kissed each one of them and asked them to repeat a few orders he had given to each one of them to follow. I do not know what the orders were, but there were certain orders that they had to obey. And soon after the marriage, they immediately went to the notary public, signed the register, and they were married, legally married. Now you must always remember that Baba is a very practical avatar. Very, very practical. I emphasize this. He was never unreasonable. His strictest orders were never unreasonable. I have seen a large number of boys and girls. A couple comes in front of Baba's picture, gets married. A few months later, comes in front of Baba's picture, divorces. This has happened in India as well. We've had people coming to Mehrazad, and the Mandali is most concerned about this attitude. This is a very long, wrong, and unlawful attitude. While Baba did emphasize the doing away with rites, rituals, and ceremonies when he said that rites, rituals, and ceremonies cover me, pure love reveals me. But he always emphasized the legal aspect of it. During the Second World War, lovers wanted directions from Baba, and Baba gave a set of guidelines in which he definitely said that obey the ruling government, obey the government in power, follow the instructions of the government. At the same time, he did mention in one of the other points that Baba lovers should not attach themselves to politics. But I wish to point out that he was practical in maintaining law and a legal form. And marriage, you may do 1,000 different ceremonies in front of Baba's picture or otherwise in different ways, but it is imperative that it must be legal. This is all I have to say in relation to this subject. The Dara and Amrit married in the morning and I came in the evening. I couldn't make it because of a prior engagement, and Baba wanted me to keep that engagement. And he had given instructions that I should come directly from the station. He'd sent a car and picked me up, and I was with Baba. And Baba was relaxing on his bed because he had had a hectic morning, and selected Mandali was there, and Erach was there pressing his thigh. And Baba called me closer, embraced me, kissed me, and uttered, this is the symbol he did, the sign gesture he did, in which he said, my time has come. It did rush through my mind as to what Baba meant, whether he meant his breaking his silence or whether he meant breaking his manifestation or the coming of his manifestation. But not for a moment did I think, and that's where I say that Baba lovers who were close to him took him for granted at times. We never thought, we never visualized, we never believed that Baba would drop his body. And he said in very clear terms that my time has come. And then we discussed different personal things about my life and my career and about the glow and how it should work out. And then he told Iraj, pointing to his leg, to let me feel his thigh and to allow me to press his feet for some time. And I touched his thigh and I felt that I was touching a stone wall. That was the time when Baba was in seclusion and he continually pounded his left hand on his left thigh. And Baba explained in one of the family letters that that was to keep contact with his cross body, otherwise he would have left the body much earlier. And that's where I come to Baba's universal work. You will not have an idea, you will not believe, it's most incredible as to how Baba suffered for humanity, how he suffered for humankind. Baba said that Jesus was crucified only once, but I am crucified each moment of my suffering. It was unbelievable as to how much he suffered. It is now our, not only our duty, but it is now our right to bring into creation the new humanity. And to put the new life into still greater momentum. As Baba mentioned, the new life will never come to an end. Even if there is one person who loves me or follows me. And I was very happy to learn that the group here is having a play, having a play on the new life. It has deep significance, and more so because at the moment I'm writing a book on the new life. Don Stevens, who's in London, has been able to take some tapes of those who've been in the new life, and he's been giving me some transcripts of it. And although we have the distances apart, I'm planning this book on the new life, which was the most important phase of Baba's life. And before I conclude, I may mention about recent Baba's biography, which I have been working on for several months now. In fact, it's been over a year now. It'll have about 100 pictures of Baba, and its biography year-wise, in the sense that I haven't really been dogmatic about the years, but it's been a collection of anecdotes pertaining to each year which would illustrate Baba's life. And I've been fortunate that it's being printed in the United States, and that each one of you will be able to get a copy of it. I once again thank Murshida, Deuce, Murids, and Sufism Reoriented for having invited me here and of having given me the opportunity of feeling Baba's love. Jai Baba.
evening.
I want the initiates to please come to my office immediately after we close.